The discovery of a previously unknown planet just a little larger than Earth in our closest neighboring star system is creating headlines around the world. The find has researchers excited because the planet might be cool enough that it has water and possibly conditions making life possible. While researchers around the world were involved in the confirmation of the existence of what's been named Proxima B, perhaps nowhere is there as much excitement as there is in Santa Barbara County right now. That's because the Goleta-based Las Cumbres Observatory Global Telescope Network, as well as some of its researchers, were involved in the project.
The thing that makes this different from all the planets that we've found is that this is an Earth-like planet around our neighboring star. So this star, Proxima Centauri, is the closest star to the Earth apart from the Sun. So it's literally our neighboring star. And it looks like it is going to be an Earth-mass planet. So we're looking at a planet that's just a bit bigger than the Earth, orbiting a neighboring star. And most exciting of all is it is orbiting at a separation from that star that means that the temperature of the planet makes it possible to have liquid water on the surface.
Dr. Rachel Street is the project scientist for Las Cumbres Observatory.
It's just over 4 light years from Earth, which means if you could travel at the speed of light, it would take you just over 4 years to arrive. Although distances in space are enormous, that's literally right next door, and it's something that we could conceivably send a space probe to within my lifetime and get an answer back. That's tremendously exciting.
Dr. Todd Porison is Las Cumbres president and observatory director. He says a key researcher in the discovery, who's now based in Heidelberg, Germany, was a part of the Las Cumbres team in Goleta.
This is very exciting stuff. Of course, exoplanets is one of the areas that we've focused on. We have several programs going on exoplanets, and our link to it was one of our former postdocs, Yanis Tsapras, and also because the way that it was being conducted was very much in the public eye. So they had a website with a blog that described how the observations were being made and gave the running story about not the outcome, but sort of the kinds of things that they were looking at.
The Goleta-based nonprofit's global network of telescopes played a key role in proving the theory about Proxima B's existence.
The actual hint of the planet being there came from the HARPS data. That's a spectrograph in Chile. But by themselves, those data don't confirm the planet because this type of star shows a lot of magnetic activity on its surface. So it's fluctuating a great deal all of the time. It even flares rapidly a lot. The problem with that is that the HARPS observations alone are not enough to demonstrate that this was definitely caused by a planet and not simply a side effect of the star's activity.
Dr. Rachel Street with Las Cumbres.
Where LCO came in is that we observed this star, we imaged this star in different pass bands, and we did so simultaneously with the spectroscopic observations to prove that the variability we were seeing was actually due to a planet and not as a result of the stellar activity. So it's, if you like, it's the final evidence that proves this is a planet and not just another phenomenon.
Street says while confirmation of a planet's existence is a huge breakthrough, there's a lot more research which needs to occur.
We haven't actually found water yet, but it is possible, which makes this target absolutely top priority for future research. The fact that Proxima is so close to us makes it a prime target for follow-up observations. So that's going to involve everything from our own telescopes looking for transits of this planet. That's a project we are going to consider going forward. But it could include everything up to the next generation of extremely large telescopes and space probes.
Some researchers are saying that Proxima B could provide key clues in the hunt for life in other parts of the universe. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.